Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with episode 25, the trade edition. There's only two of us today because we traded Ethan to Louisiana for a player to be named later and some cash. We'll probably not get that player back.
Or the cash.
Yeah. Good old cash. All right. Rupert, which trade would you like to talk about first? Is it the one that just happened?
Yes. So, the trade that just happened was the Padres acquired Mason Miller and J.P. Sears from the A's for two minor league players.
Yeah, I don't understand what the A's are doing. I really don't. Like, what's the point of trading? You know, your best bullpen arm? I don't really know much about J.P. Sears.
He's a lefty. He's got decent stuff, but his stats don't show it all the time.
Well, who's going to be the closer now? Is it going to be Miller, or is the Padres going to trade Suarez? That's the real question.
Well, Suarez really hasn't been a full top-notch closer this year.
No, but he made the All-Star team.
True.
Normally, you don't trade for a position that you.
Well, they're gonna make, one of them is going to be the setup. I think they want to put Suarez as the setup and have Miller come in.
Yeah. And what did they send? Sending a package headlined by. I mean, he's the number three overall prospect for the. You know? Shortstop prospect. So maybe he can play and three pitchers. I don't know. I don't like what Oakland got because Leo DeVeers cannot play third. So he's either going to have to play short or second. So.
Why would you say third?
Well, you got Jacob Wilson at short, so.
Yeah, I know that, but. That doesn't mean he needs to. Play third.
No, I said he can't play third.
I know that.
The prospect. So, I'm trying to figure out why you traded for a shortstop prospect when you already have too much shortstop prospects on your team already.
They'll probably end up trading them.
Yeah. I think the Padres robbed the Oakland. Okay, I'm just saying it. Alright, what trade is next, Rupert? Is it the good old, we traded you last year and we're going to trade you back?
Yes.
Oh, good old Suarez from the Diamondbacks for Tyler Locklear and Hunter Creighton and Juan Burgos. I don't not like it. I just, if you're going to trade for him, why not keep him?
Well, I mean, they said they traded him last year for salary dumps, but he's still on the same contract.
Guess you don't have to pay as much of it, I guess?
That's the only thing they really haven't stated is if they're taking on the remaining of the contract or the Diamondback's going to be paying part of the contract still.
Yeah, I feel like the D-backs got a great infielder in Locklear. He's pretty good. Ninth overall prospect in the Mariners.
Well, the thing with the two pitchers, they were part of the trade to get Suarez to Arizona.
So basically, you're just giving back players?
Yeah. Locklear was the only addition that they really got.
Maybe that's why Hunter Creighton's name looks familiar. I was like, why does that name look familiar? I will say, I like this trade, but does it help you catch the Astros?
Well, according to the Mariners, they have the team to win the World Series.
Okay, hold on. Just want to make sure I heard you correctly. They have what?
The team to win the World Series.
Have they looked at their starting pitching?
They're saying with their starting pitcher coming back, rotations and coming back healthy now, they have the team to win the World Series.
Okay, Rupert. I'm going to look at you with a dead face. I wish we had the camera set up today. Do you honestly believe that that rotation can win you a World Series?
No, but I think they could get you to the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be a wild card team if you don't catch the Astros, so.
I don't think they're going to catch the Astros.
But, yep.
I mean, we'll see what happens. There's still quite a ways to go before the end of the season.
Yeah, that is very true. I don't know. That's just, I don't see that starting rotation. Then you got the Phillies acquiring right-handed relief pitcher Johan Duran from the Twins for a catcher. We're going to just call him Tate because that's his last name. Yeah, we're just calling you Tate. And for Mick Abel. Okay. I was surprised they gave up Mick Abel.
You gotta usually give up a pitcher to get a pitcher.
I know, but Mick Abel, how long does Zach Wheeler and Nola
has been retired.
Yeah. Well, no, he's on the Charlotte Knights roster. Syndergaardner? Yes.
I was going Nolan Ryan.
Oh yeah, Nolan Syndergaard. I don't, like, why would you give up your best pitching prospect? I don't know.
Well,
I mean, I don't not hate it, because you gave up a pitcher that, I'll be honest, if we have to hit against Duran, I like our favor, the Brave, but I give it a B.
Oh. I give it a C+. I mean, I get why you got rid of Tate, the catching prospect. He was your number four prospect ranked in the MLB pipeline. But he's only in high A.
Yeah, I was surprised. I really thought he was in double A. I don't know why.
Well, normally, if you're part of a big trade and you're still in the minors, you're in at least double A by now.
Yeah. And as a catcher, you know. Normally, those are... Okay, the next trade, I'm going to be honest with you. It compuzzles me. Okay?
I'm going to be honest with you. None of these players that the Mets sent, I know who they are.
So, the Mets acquired Ryan Helsley from the Cardinals for infielder Jesus Baez, right-handed pitcher Nate Dohm, right-handed pitcher Frank Al Salt. Okay? I'm just going to say it. You got the number 8 prospect, 14th, and 19th overall pick in 2024, so he's not ranked yet. So, 2 top 20 prospects?
Yeah, but like I said, I still don't know who Baez or Dohm is.
No. I just know who the 19th round pick guy from last year is. I only know that because I saw the draft. But here's where it confuses me. Okay? Who's going to be the closer, Diaz or him?
Diaz.
See, I like him better than I do Diaz.
Yeah, but the Mets...
Or are you just going to rotate him?
The Mets have hyped up Diaz as a closer so much. And, like, when he comes out of the bullpen with his song, why would you do that in, like, the 6th or 7th inning? I don't know what Helsley does, but... The way they do...
Helsley just walks out like a champ.
The way they do Diaz's trumpet and everything, it's like you do way too much for it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like closers have their own weird egos. This one I really, really love because I'm hoping it helps the Blue Jays. Okay, because now that my Braves are out, I'm secretly a Blue Jay fan in the AL, just rooting for them to win the World Series, just to say, yeah, suck it, Yankees.
Well, too bad the Yankee fan
isn't here
to defend his Yankees.
Yeah, so the Blue Jays acquire Shane Bieber. for Guardians, for right-handed pitcher Cal Steven. Okay. I don't understand why you gave up basically nothing for a starting pitcher. Like, this trade would never go through in a video game, okay? As much as I would try, it would not have gone through. This dude was literally the second round draft pick last year. Number fifth prospect, though, but I don't... I give it an A because the Blue Jays robbed him.
Well, I think the Guardians took what they could because they need a new closer now.
Yeah. I want to touch on that after we talk about the trades, because you'd be dumb, Class A, real dumb.
Very dumb.
Okay, this one. Okay, I wish the Yankee fan was here, because I think this is the best trade you can make for the Yankees. Yankees acquire Ryan McCann for left-handed pitcher Griffin Herring, right-handed pitcher Josh Grosey, the number 8 and 21st prospects in the Yankees organization. I like it because here's the thing. You got something that fixes a hole, but you didn't overspend.
Well, I disagree with what you just said with being the best trade that the Yankees made.
Okay, let me rephrase that before you crush me.
No, okay. I wasn't going to crush you. I was going to show you once we go through some more trades why I'm saying it. This is the second best. The other trade is better.
Oh, I meant for third base. Sorry. Yes, out of the third baseman that got traded so far, this is probably the best one because I didn't think the Pittsburgh Pirate guy, when we get to him, I figured you were going to have to trade more to get him than what they did.
It's okay. Not even having to do with the Pirate third baseman, but we'll get to the Yankees trade in a little bit.
All right, next trade. Josh Naylor to the Mariners for left-handed pitcher Braden Garcia, right-handed pitcher Aston Izzy, and they were the number 13th and 16th overall prospects in the Mariners organization. I don't know. I like the trade, but I don't like the trade, if that makes sense. I don't feel like Josh Nader is an everyday first baseman.
He's not, but that's not... They really just traded for him to mainly be in the lineup every day.
Yeah.
He'll rotate at DH.
All right. The Reds acquire right-handed pitcher Zach Little?
From the Rays.
Rays acquire catcher Hunter Verdugo. We're just going to call you Hunter. Right-handed pitcher Brian Belbel. And the Dodgers acquire left-handed pitcher Adam Swarovski and Paul Gravess and catcher Ben Rotvi. Okay.
Is this just the trade of hard sounding names to...
This is the trade that's going to give me gray hair. Okay. Come on, people. Get some easier last names out there in the world. Okay.
See, I knew the Reds got Zach from the Rays, but I didn't know this was a three-team trade.
I didn't either. Because the way it was reported, it made it sound like it was just between the Rays and Reds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And why? Well, now I know why the Rays needed a catcher, but none of these players are major league talent right now.
Yeah. The next trade. I'm gonna be honest. Mets acquired Tyler Rogers from the Giants for Jose Butos, Blade Tidwell, and Drew Gilbert. And they were respectfully the number 10 and 12 prospect. Tidwell and Gilbert were. I don't not like it, but I'm trying to remember. Is Tyler Rogers the submarine guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I don't like it at all because we can't hit him. As a Brave fan, I don't like it.
Right now, the Braves can't hit nobody consistently. Right,
that is true. As the Giants, I'm going to be honest. Is Buster Posey slowly just turning this team around?
Well, I know the Tidwell will be up in the majors probably in the next couple seasons.
Yeah.
the Drew Gilbert. Not too sure how long it'll take for him, because...
Yeah, he's a... I've heard some good things about Tidwell and Gilbert. Gilbert, I could see maybe 2 years, 3 years.
The Jose Buto?
Yep.
I don't know, really.
He ain't even ranked, so I'm going to tell you. He's just probably the...
They'll probably just throw him in there just to sweeten the deal a little bit.
Yeah. Now, the trade that shocked the world yesterday, because I'm going to be honest, I did not see him going to the Reds. And I only say this because normally people don't trade in their own little division. But the Reds acquire Ke'Bryan Hayes from the Pirates for infielder Sammy Stavrou and left-handed pitcher Taylor Rogers. Rogers was 34 years old, and Sammy was the 9th overall prospect. So not bad. Yeah, you get a bullpen arm for the Pirates, but you get a third baseman you have control over for the next 2 years.
I just think it's funny how the Rogers both get traded on the same day.
Yeah, you know, it would have been funnier if they somehow managed to make it on the same team again. You know, it's still early in the day. Yeah.
No, I don't think the Pirates will be trading Rogers.
You don't think so?
No, because who really wants him?
I mean, I'll take him. Our bullpen needs all the help we can get. And then the next trade. This is kind of hurts.
This is a slap to a Braves fan's face.
It really is. Michael Soroka traded to the acquired by the Cubs from the Nationals for outfielder Christian Franklin, Ronnie Cruz, shortstop. And they are, let's see.
Not ranked.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think those two are ranked out of what I've seen. But this trade hurts. Because if Soroka becomes what we know Soroka can be, you just got an ace, basically, for nothing.
He's a bullpen arm now. He's not a starter anymore.
Well, with all the Cubs injuries, you might need him.
Yeah, but the Cubs are also in there with some of the...
Younger arms?
Not younger arms, but some of the pitchers that are supposedly on the trade market. All the Cubs are in those conversations.
Yeah. The only reason I said starter is I saw the bottom where it said options in Chicago's rotation or bullpen. But I would love to see Soroka as a closer. Got that John Smoltz vibes going, coming out. You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
And then the Blue Jays acquire Surton Dominguez from the Orioles for right-handed pitcher Juan Watts Brown. Okay. You gave up a good bullpen arm for a number 10 prospect. Not bad. Not bad. You know? Good old Orioles getting a bunch of prospects like always.
Well, I mean, it's always fun when you're playing a doubleheader against the team you trade.
Oh, yeah. You pitch
and you have
game
to go.
One and then go pitch game two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I was like, how often do you see that pitching same day, same teams?
You don't. I think Danny Jansen was the only other player I know of that technically played for two teams in one day.
Yeah. This one's a kind of interesting trade. Just because of how many injuries you have with the Tigers bullpen, I mean starting rotation right now. Tigers acquire Chris Paddock and right-handed pitcher Randy Dobnak from Twins for catcher Iguan Jimenez. I don't know how I feel about that one. And I only say that is I don't even think you gave up Paddock, which isn't bad.
If he's healthy.
If he's healthy, but you really didn't get much back for him. If he's healthy.
No, and for a while the Twins were in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, so. Oh, this and, trade.
Hold on. This makes no sense, really. It's saying that Hernandez is only 19 and hasn't even made it past rookie ball.
So you don't even know what you're getting there.
No.
Interesting. Yankees acquire infielder Amad Rosario from the Nationals for Clayton Beter and outfielder Brown Martinez. I really love this trade.
See, this is a trade I'm saying is better than the McMahon trade.
Yeah?
Because if Rosario can play third, which I've never seen him actually play third, but I'm sure he can, I think he's a better defender than McMahon.
See, I like this trade for a different position than McMahon. You leave McMahon at third, put him at second, move Jazz to the outfield. Because Jazz can play right field. Because limp noodle arm Judge ain't going to be able to throw. And you know, to quote our favorite Yankee fan, he is so excited to see Stanton out there in the right field. I think, I don't know whose arm would last longer. Mine or Stanton's out there.
Your arm? Which really comes down to who can see the ball. And well, who can chase it down.
Well, I think I got the chase part down. Okay, I feel like my knee would not give out before his. You know?
Well, I mean, all he's got to do is take a tennis racket out there instead of a glove.
Oh, man.
And he'll be okay then.
You're never going to let this man live down this tennis elbow. Ladies and gentlemen, if Rupert ever finds out you get tennis elbow, the tennis jokes will always be there. So be prepared. Okay, this is a trade that I don't understand with the Brewers and Rays.
Well, reading through it, now I do understand where the Brewers traded for catcher Danny Jansen, and they sent infielder Jadhir.
Yep.
To the Rays. Well, the Brewers needed another catcher.
I agree.
Because catching with a fractured left middle finger sucks.
Yeah, it's real pain in the finger.
It is.
You know, but my thing is, you gave up your 24th overall prospect for, I'm gonna be honest, I totally forgot Danny Jansen was in the league. You know, for a while there, like, you heard about him. I figured he'd be killing it in Tampa.
No, he doesn't play that often.
Yeah.
He's a journeyman backup catcher.
Yeah.
So makes more money than I do, though.
Sad times. Let's see. Any notable trades that really stand out?
Red Sox acquire left-handed pitcher Steven Matz for infielder Blaze Jordan.
Yeah, good old Blaze. You know, there was high hopes for him back in the day. Yeah, just because he was in high school and he hitting 400 feet home runs in a major league stadium.
The other one I don't understand is Yankees acquire outfielder Austin Slater for a right-handed pitcher Gage Zhao.
Yeah, okay. You're telling me there's not better outfielders out there than Austin Slater?
I think there are.
They're still
on the White Sox lineup that are better than Austin Slater.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, Yankees, you're telling me Austin Slater stands out that much? Unless, hear me out, unless Luis Roberts Jr., their asking price is way too much.
So, but you're telling me the Yankees don't have enough to get Benintendi back for half a season?
That is a good point. Yeah, or you go get Harrison Bainer.
Yeah, he's on the market supposedly.
Yeah, we would have gave him, you know, Kalnick. You know, let's see. I don't understand the Braves giving up Rafael Montero for Jim Jarvis. Okay, he was basically our best bullpen arm.
What I don't get is why the Braves are trading for old
Eric Fetty?
No, any old pitcher.
Oh.
I mean, and why do the Braves keep trading the Rockies for pitchers?
Okay. Now that you brought that up, I'm so glad you brought that up, because what is our obsession with the Rockies in Oakland?
There's no team in Oakland anymore.
Or the Athletics, you know what I mean. Okay, right. I'm surprised we haven't traded for them yet.
Not only from the A's, we take their position players.
Yeah.
We're not getting any of those position players without giving up more than what we really want to.
Yeah. Oh, the other trade we can touch on. Gregory Soto from the Orioles to the Mets.
This ain't good for the Braves.
No. I mean, I will say, the one Brave trade we did good was training for Dane Dunning from the Rangers for Jose Rios. Yeah. So, I don't understand the Royals trading for Adam Frazier.
I didn't even know this happened. Never saw anything on it.
Yeah, no, that was a quiet one. Do we see anybody else get traded before 6 o'clock today?
Supposedly, Verlander is on the trading block now. I don't know who would be willing to go after him. He's only got one win on the season.
Hey, I'll take that, because you know what that one win was?
It was against the Braves, I can tell you that.
Listen, I'll take you. Listen, I'll give you 2 buckets of baseballs and a pack of Gatorade for Verlander. Okay? You know?
You're selling pretty high right there.
Listen, I'll even make sure they're diamond baseballs for your practice. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. I don't see Luis Roberts being traded. I really don't. Let's see. Do you see Dylan Cease being moved?
I do, but I'm not too sure who's willing to go after that.
You know who I could see doing
contract?
It?
Who?
The Phillies.
I hope not.
Let's see. Starting pitchers? I don't see Alcantara being traded.
No, his stuff's gone this year. I think Joe Ryan will be traded this year.
Yeah, I see Joe Ryan. Maybe Merrill Kelly. I could see.
I have been seeing where Joe Ryan's predicted to go to either the Dodgers or the Blue Jays.
Okay, I'm good with the Blue Jays. The Dodgers. Do they see something wrong with his arm or something while they want to sign him?
I'm going to assume so, yes.
Because,
Zach Gallen is predicted to land Blue Jays or Cubs.
Okay. I like him for the Blue Jays. I don't like him for the Cubs. Just what one of our listeners need. Out there being a Cubs fan, getting Zach Gallen.
I mean, right now, Zach Gallen is not showing that much.
Yeah.
So, I'll be okay with it because it's a short-term deal.
I know, but we can't hit him.
How many more times do we play the Cubs?
None. That's what's great about it.
Exactly. So, why are you worried about it?
I wish we would trade for Mitch Keller. For some odd reason, I really like Mitch Keller from the Pirates. I don't know why.
Probably because you're all about the same age.
Oh, I would throw some at you, but I might miss. Release pitchers. How has no one gotten Jake Bird yet from the Rockies?
I always get Jake Bird and the guy that just retired, Daniel Beard.
Oh, yeah.
I always get him, those two mixed up.
Yeah. Listen, I'll trade you Iglesias for Kyle Finnegan and Mackenzie Gore. Okay? I'll even throw in a Zunia for that trade. Do you see them shipping Robert Suarez now that they have Mason Miller?
I think if they do ship him, they're going to get a good return in it.
Send him to me and I'll give you, ready for this? I'll give you a Zunia for him, and then I can ship Iglesias out of my team. Mr. I'm going to blow a save every 3 days.
No, but, I mean, you're also going to have to give up some prospects.
Nah. Can't do for what prospects you want. They all limp noodle arms. And I'm not giving up Baldwin. Listen, I'll give you Sean Murphy and Azunia. Okay? I'll even throw Gimpy Ronald in it because that's what I feel like. Okay? His kneecap's starting to look like yours over there.
Hey.
Shot.
I can make it a year before I get injured.
Too soon, too soon. what notable position players? This is an interesting list. Okay, Arenado, which has a trade clause, so he has to prove it.
Yes.
Harrison Boehner, Josh Bell. I'll be honest, if somebody trades for Josh Bell, I will gladly buy another Josh Bell card from another team so I can see on how many teams Josh Bell's going to be on.
I think
we're up to six.
Yeah, six or seven now.
Yeah.
Jaren Duran, I wonder if he'll be traded.
I don't think so.
I think they're too close to it now.
Yeah, you're in it. He's a key bat.
I know they need pitching, but
the only reason I'm giving up Jaren Duran, if I get ready for this,
mm-hmm.
if I'm getting Michael King and Dylan Cease and Robert Suarez in a trade, okay, that's the only way I'm giving him up. The deal better be so good that I'm saying, okay, I can lose you. Okay, this is one that I don't get. How has no one picked up Stephen Kwan? You're telling me he's not better than Slater?
I want to know what the Guardians' asking price is.
See, that's what I think is the problem. Because looking at this list, I think Kwan, Luis Roberts, and what was the other outfielder that I was surprised about?
Cedric Mullins?
Maybe it was...
Garcia from the Rangers?
Yes, Garcia from the Rangers. What is their asking price? Because I hate to say it, those three are probably the best on the list outfielder-wise, looking at this list.
I agree with that. I mean,
how's no one picked up Taylor Ward? I'd take Taylor Ward right now.
I mean, Nationals had a chance to get him.
Yeah.
I mean, they did just trade two pitchers to the Angels.
Yeah.
So, if I was the Nationals, I would ask for Ward to be a part of that trade.
I mean, the other outfielder that I've kind of, or position player, is Ryan O'Hearn from the Orioles. I see so many places he could fit, but
he's really just going to be a DH wherever he goes.
Yeah.
So, do you want to give up a prospect for a DH that possibly will retire at the end of the season?
Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way about Cedric Mullins, though.
Yeah, but Mullins still can move out there. He just robbed a home run.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. When I saw that, I'm going to tell you, I didn't think his old self could get up that high.
Could you do that?
No. And walk afterwards? No. My knee just hurts thinking about it.
But there is one position player that people have been talking about that's not on here, and that is the Yankees fan, number 4 shortstop. Going back to his former team. What do you think about Carlos Correa in a trash can's uniform again?
Oh, man. And he's willing to play third base. I don't see that he has the range for third base. I think it's... I mean, if I'm the Twins, no offense, I will ship him to see what I can get. Because if I can get a couple prospects for him, sure. What's the worst it's going to do?
My thing is that he has to say yes to it, but all he has said was he would waive his no trade to go back to Texas. Yeah. He didn't say it was exactly Houston, though.
I don't think he really... Does he fit in the Rangers? Like, where do you put him?
That's a good question, unless he's going to... Unless they're going to ship Semien.
I don't...
Want to move Semien to first base, possibly?
Yes, but they got the dude they signed from the Marlins? Wow. No.
No.
Berger? Berger?
Injured.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel like he's been off and on, so I figured it was the time to come back healthy.
Yeah, when I looked yesterday, he was still injured.
Yeah.
He's on the 10-day IL.
Oh, okay.
What do you think about Ohtani getting pulled from his last start after 3 full innings due to cramps?
It's hot. You know, I listen. This is why I tell these people out there. Okay, as a coach, I wear jeans and I don't complain it's hot. It's because you got to come prepared for your job. Okay, you need to be drinking Gatorade, eating some banana pudding. You know, make sure you know, getting some. I don't know. I hope he's not out too long. I need him for fantasy.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I'm already losing this week, and it's not good.
Yeah, you can get him next year. Next week.
Yeah, nah. I'm trying to figure out if any other trades could possibly happen, because I didn't see Suarez from the D-backs being traded so early.
I thought he would have been traded sooner.
What do you still got?
Just because of how he's been hitting this year, and he's one of the top leaders in RBIs.
Yeah, well, I figured that one was going to come down to the deadline and then weighing which option was the best.
The way the Diamondbacks have been trading so far this season, whoever throws out the biggest return, they're taking.
Yeah. Do you see the Braves trading Azuña?
I hope so.
I mean, the problem is he's got that 10-5 rule, so he gets to vote on it.
What rule?
So apparently, hold on, let me read it to you, because I had to do some research. So, the 10-5 rule grants a player that rights to veto any trade after accumulating 10 years of major league service time and spending the last 5 consecutive years with the same team. Functioning as a full no-trade clause, these veterans players have the power to block any trade proposed to their current team.
Why don't we hear about this more? Because there's a lot of players that have stuff like that end up getting traded.
Yeah. The 10-5 rule was introduced after a case involving Kurt Flood, who challenged the reserve clause, which is how players were tied to teams before free agency. The players' union wanted to ensure stability players had some say in where they played. Okay. I think it's kind of, not going to lie, you should just make a trade clause rule then.
Yeah.
Because you're basically, you know, hate to say it, the Braves could get something for him, and he just says, oh, I don't want to go there. We're stuck with him.
Yeah, luckily he's a free agent after this, so if the Braves don't get rid of him, it'll be okay.
Yeah, I'd rather get something out of it.
I would too, but.
Yeah, I'd take Alcantara for that.
So, since you were wondering about Stephen Kwan, how would you feel about him going to the Dodgers?
I know my facial expression cannot say enough, so I'm going to say it out loud. No! No! Don't do it, Kwan! Don't do it, buddy! Okay? You're the only Guardian player I actually like. Okay? Don't do it. Don't join the dark side.
You don't like Ramirez?
No, his card cost too much in MLB The Show, so it's made me dislike him. Yep, I know, I get weird things that dislike players.
Yeah, that is a little weird reason not to like him as a player.
Man, where would you even, like, put him in that lineup? Like, where would you even be at bat, Kwan?
I don't know, but MLB has the Dodgers going after outfielders today for the trade deadline.
I don't know how I feel about that. That's just... The rich just get richer, I guess, then? I mean, do you play him in left? Or center?
I would put him in left, but that's just because I know that's where he's comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, would you rather him go to the Yankees?
Sure. Yeah. Apparently, the Cardinals and Astros are interested in Brendan Donovan from the St. Louis. As the deadline approaches, deals for Marcell Ozuna does not appear to have traction.
Not surprised.
No.
I'm sure they're worried that there's not good enough bars around.
Oh, man.
For him. Oh, so.
Oh, trade alert. Oh, Mason Miller one. Man. That's a great... Does Mason Miller help you win more ball games?
Yes, because they have an issue with the close games. Because now you look at it, you have Mason Miller and Suarez. One's going to be coming in the eighth inning, the other one's coming in the ninth.
Yeah.
So, and that's usually the seventh or eighth inning is when they lose their one-run lead.
How do you think Hayes is going to do? I meant to ask this when we talked about it. How do you think he's going to do being in the Reds lineup? Like, he's going to be your everyday third baseman, but how...
Fielding-wise, he'll be okay, but his bat's never been his strong suit.
And I feel like that's what the Reds need, are bats.
Yeah, because they rely way too much on Elly De La Cruz.
Hear me out. I just made a trade happen in my brain. Okay? We trade Marcell Ozuna for Brady Singer.
I'd be okay with that.
Bat and a pitch. Yeah, I don't see anybody going after Verlander. I'm sorry.
Speaking of Giants, with Verlander being on, they're also supposedly open to trade talks on Duvall.
Oh. I could see him going to the Yankees.
Well, I know the Yankee fan would be happy to trade Williams for Duvall.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him fitting in the Yankees. I mean, Cubs, maybe? Let's see. Who else? I mean, you could say the Dodgers.
I'm tired of sending people to the Dodgers.
I know, but, you know, they have all those prospects. Maybe the Phillies? Because the Phillies need some bullpen help. They don't really have a closer.
The Phillies now have a closer.
Who?
Jawan. The one they got from the Twins.
Oh, Jawan Duran?
Yeah, Duran.
I know, but...
The way that his last name's spelled, it doesn't register Duran.
Yeah, I don't understand, you know... Blue Jays, maybe? Duvall? I mean, they need...
I'd be okay with Blue Jays.
Yeah, that bullpen's not really that great.
How would you feel about trading for Grandpa Morton again?
Oh, man. You know, you're the second person that's asked me about this.
Well, he was on the list of noticeable pitchers.
Yeah, I don't hate it. But I also have problems with it. What's it going to cost to get us him?
Cash.
Sure. All day.
I mean, that's basically what the Braves have been trading.
Pack it up in a suitcase and let Blooper just drop it off. Bye.
Can we just trade Ozuna for Grandpa?
I feel like that's a robbery by the Orioles then. Ugh.
I'm not saying they wouldn't throw in something other than just Grandpa.
Give me...
But we're not... The Braves wouldn't get a top prospect.
I was going to say, give me Cedric Mullins.
And Grandpa for Ozuna?
Yep.
Okay.
I will slap that signature on that trade faster than, you know, the Speedway game coming up.
It sounds like you need to call AA.
Listen, I've been sending that man tweets and no one answers me. Listen, I've been doing their work. I will say, okay, side note to our listeners listening to this, we already recorded this episode and the sound corrupted and didn't sound great. I'm just going to say it. Some of these trades I did tell the Yankees to do, like Rosario, they went out and did. I'm just saying. If these GMs would just listen to me. How do you feel about the Speedway game Saturday?
Well,
I'm a little annoyed with it.
Seeing the field through MLB The Show this morning, field looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm annoyed with it. But it's a dumb reason why I'm annoyed with it.
Well, who was it that wanted to see the NASCAR race going while they were playing a baseball game?
Just Ethan. Yeah, just Ethan. Oh. I'm annoyed that I'm not going to be able to watch it live. When you have a daughter birthday and she wants to go eat dinner with Snow White down in Disney, unfortunately, if I don't have good service, you know, I'm going to need someone to record the game.
And you better hope he remembers to record the game.
I will send you a text message. I don't know. I feel like this trade deadline is, I only change subject really quick. Is I feel like it's been reliever heavy.
It's been very pitcher heavy. Yeah. Not just reliever per se, but very pitcher heavy.
Yeah.
Next year. Not normal, because
normally people need bats, not pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, like, even someone had Bregman going to the Braves. Yeah.
Where would we play him?
Third base. Move right on the left.
Oh.
Riley's not a Chipper Jones.
I mean, so when he came into league, he played left. But we had Josh Donaldson. If we're going to do that, okay, hear me out. Why not just play Bregman at second? Get Ozzy's quick little self. I mean, people are already playing short people in the outfield. Ozzy's a little faster than Austin, okay?
I agree, but
Like, not saying Austin couldn't do it, but that's a big man. That's a big man that's got to travel to go, like, to the left. Ooh, I see a lot of doubles and triples being hit in left field. No offense, Riley. You make great plays at third, but that's different because you know you have someone behind you. Yes, you have a wall behind you, but it hits the wall, kicks around, and you're... Mm.
Yeah, I also don't see him going to make diving plays.
I feel like somebody's going to get hurt. Man.
I wonder how long it'll be until the Padres try to trade some of their starting lineup.
So now that you bring that up, I'm so glad you brought that up. How long till you realize that it's not working? Because on paper, your lineup should be either a game behind the Dodgers or ahead of the Dodgers. Your starting nine is probably the best starting nine besides the Dodgers. Do you agree or disagree, Rupert?
I agree. They're starting nines above the Dodgers, honestly, because you got players that can play multiple positions.
Yeah.
And they're younger, for the most part. Where, the Dodgers have, like, Mookie, who can play four or five positions. But really, how many of those other Dodgers in the starting nine can play more than two positions?
I mean, Freddie can play third. They tried it for a game.
Yeah, for a game.
Well, Kiki, he can play, I think...
And I'm not just talking about outfield.
I think Kiki can play first.
Never seen it, so I wouldn't know.
I thought one of the Hernandezes played first on the outfield. Max Muncy? He can play a lot.
First and second, then third.
Yeah. Maybe Bogart can play short, second.
Bogart's not
on. Who's the shortstop for the Dodgers right now?
Mookie. I
thought Mookie was a second.
No.
Oh, who's the second then? Hyesung Kim. I feel like Hyesung Kim could play third. Sorry. Last game I watched, Hyesung Kim was at short. Sorry.
Mookie I think they kind of just like switch them depending on what's going on.
Yeah, I think Kim could play third. Both middle infielders. I think Will Smith could play catcher and first.
I don't think he can play first.
I mean, it's his knee that'll give out. I mean, I'm okay. I'm not normally a savage to the Dodgers, but I hate the Dodgers. Yeah.
Because, like, when Freddie was hurt, they could have put Will Smith back over there.
Yeah, but then they got to put a rookie at catcher, and Will Smith hardly ever comes out of games.
Exactly, but they were so high on rushing.
Yeah, yeah, for what? I don't understand it, because we haven't seen anything the way they talked about him. You know, it's the one sad thing. I got to bring this up before my brain forgets about it. Do you know in 2014, we almost traded for prospects named Aaron Judge? Can you imagine if Aaron Judge would have became a Brave?
I mean, I don't think he would have stayed a Brave very long.
You don't think so?
No.
Can you imagine
the lineup? Because you got to think of all the trades that they've made.
Yeah.
From that point to when he made his debut.
Yeah.
And at the time, the Yankees really needed an outfielder.
Yeah. And I saw this too. Because, you know, you were around at this time, so you would understand. Do you know Alex Rodriguez, instead of getting traded to the Yankees, almost got traded to the Boston Red Sox for Manny Ramirez and John Lester, but the Players Association denied it?
Yes.
Man, wonder what that would have been.
I still can't believe the Yankees and Rangers were stupid enough to pay A-Rod at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's saying the Mets and Bobby Bonino, okay? They pay him a good old $1 million every year.
I mean, he's not the only player that gets paid every year.
That is true. I mean, King Griffey Jr. was the third highest paid Reds player this season.
Yeah, I think he's got a couple more years on that contract.
No, actually this year was the last.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah. All right, Rupert, let's go into some standings. See who's going to make a move this week. Doop, doop, doop. You want to start with the NL or the AL?
Go AL.
All right. We got the Toronto Blue Jays at 64-46. Then you got the Yankees, 59-49, four games back. Okay, on a two-game winning streak without Judge. It's very surprised by that. Boston, 59-51, five games back. Tampa, 54-55, 9.5 back. And then the Baltimore. We're at the bottom, Orioles. 50-59, 13.5 back. What happened to Tampa, man?
Young players. And really, for the Yankees, yeah, right now they have that one game lead on the Red Sox. Well, they keep forgetting how many outs are in a game.
Okay, so I saw some things now that you bring that up. People saying it's Boone's fault. Okay, I don't agree with the Wells thing being a Boone's fault.
No, that's not a manager thing.
Because, okay, what is the run rule that we have always told our catchers as coaching? Remember the outs so you know when to get ready.
Yeah, but this time Wells was on first base.
Yes.
And then
he was safe.
He was safe on first base. Then they bunted behind him. I'm trying to think of the batter that bunted. He runs to second no play was made at second base.
Yeah.
They go to first, get the second out. Then Wells just starts running back to first.
Yeah.
Like.
Like he was jogging off the field.
Yeah, like how do you not know?
Yeah.
Because really no manager is going to bunt with two outs.
Yeah, that's.
Really stupid.
Well, there's only one manager I've ever seen bunt with two outs. He's a Dodger fan, though.
Okay. I defend him on this one. That was not his choosing.
Yeah.
To bunt. That player just did it all on his own. And he admits to just deciding to bunt.
Yeah.
Because he thought somebody said to bunt.
Yeah. And then we got the Central. We got the Detroit Tigers. Wasn't this your pick?
Yes, it was.
At 64 and 46, Cleveland, 54 and 54, 9 games back. I believe that was my pick. I think I picked Cleveland. Then you got Kansas City, 54 and 55, 9.5 back. I don't see Ethan's team making it. Minnesota, 51 and 57, 12 games back. And the Chicago White Sox, 3 wins away from matching last year at 40 and 69, 23.5 back. Okay. 3 games to match last year.
Yeah.
We still got a lot of ball games to play, so they might beat the record. Then you got the West. I feel like this is going to be the most intriguing division in the AL. Because if the Yankees lose, it's just going to be the downfall. It'll come down to Boston and Toronto 2 weeks before the season. You got Houston at 62 and 47. Seattle, 57 and 52, 5 games back. Texas, with the same record, 57 and 52, 5 games back. The Angels, 53 and 56, 9 games back. And we're the Athletics, and we're shipping everyone out, 48 and 63, 15 games back. I feel like Seattle could make a run if they could just get some pitchers to throw some strikes and not give up Nuke Central.
It's interesting though how Seattle's making all these trades. You have the Rangers, same record.
Yeah,
not doing anything right now.
Yeah, and you gave up one of your, I'd say probably a top eight pitcher, starting pitcher. And Dane Dunning. I would have took him over some of these young guys they've been throwing out there.
They DFA'd him.
Yeah. Well, I was surprised by that. Because he looks better than, what's the dude? Not Leiter. What's the other one?
You're talking about Rocker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that Dunning looking better than Rocker. But, hey, I'll take Dunning on the Braves right now.
Yeah. Then you got the NL East. The Mets at 62 and 47. Philly 61 and 47. A half a game back. Miami 52 and 55. 9 games back. The Braves 45 and 62. 16.5 back. Whew. Man. You know, it doesn't look that bad till you look at it on this and you're like, we really suck. And then you look at all of our starting pitchers are all on the IL right now.
Yeah.
That started the season. Then you got the Nationals, 44 and 64, 17.5 back. Man.
I'll be more upset if the Braves get passed by the Nationals.
Listen, I'll trade you too. Okay? we've already traded.
I get traded like every other week.
Listen, on that statement, I'll really trade you, okay? And they can give me just a pack of baseballs. No, maybe a few hot dogs. You know.
They'll give you T-balls that bounce.
You know what? On that note, we're going to cruise over to the Central. Milwaukee, 64 and 44. The Cubbies, 63 and 45, 1 game back. And then you got Cincinnati, 57 and 52, 7.5 back. St. Louis, 55 and 55, 10 games back. Pittsburgh, 47 and 62, 17.5 back. Do you see, who do you think could win this? Because, I'll be honest, I did not see Milwaukee catching the Cubbies. earlier in the like season.
I think if the Cubs get their pitching figured out, they'll jump back ahead.
And then you got the West, the Dodgers 63-46. San Diego 60-49, 3 games back. San Fran 54-55, 9 games back. Arizona 51-58, 12 games back. Colorado 28-80, 34 and a half back. Are they so far back their season? They play in for next year. All right, give us a little wild card standing. We got Milwaukee leading the NL, followed by the Dodgers, Mets. The wild card would be Chicago leading Philly 3.5 games. Philly is leading San Diego 1.5. And San Diego, is it three?
Yeah, it's three wild card.
Okay. So San Diego is leading Cincinnati 3 games. St. Louis 5.5 back from San Diego. San Fran 6 games back. Miami, Marlins 7 games back. Arizona 9 games back. Pittsburgh 13 games back. And Atlanta 14 games back. Okay. Saying it.
So, looking at this, honestly, if I was a Cubs fan, I don't want to win the division.
No, because you play the Mets.
It's not even that.
Oh.
You're most likely going to get a first round bye.
Yeah.
So.
And first round byes do not help.
No, that usually hurts the teams more than anything.
Yeah. I feel like if the first round bye could help the Dodgers this year. Give you another week to rest your pitchers.
I don't want them to have help.
I know. All right, let's check out the American League. Detroit leading, followed by Toronto, followed by Houston. The Yankees have a 2.5 game lead over Boston. Boston has a 1.5 lead over Seattle, and Texas are tied in third place. Followed by Cleveland, that's 2.5 back from Seattle and Texas. Kansas City's 3 games back. Tampa's 3 games back. The Angels are 4 games back. Minnesota 5.5 back, and everyone else is pretty much out of it. Actually, Baltimore's only 7 games back from the wild card. And Oakland is 10 games back.
Looks like the AL's winning a lot more games than the NL are.
Yeah. Who do you see being that third wild card team coming out of the AL?
Well,
I mean,
I'm seeing right with the moves that Seattle's making, I'm seeing them be the third. But I'm going to tell you what I wish would happen. Boston moves up to number one wild card. Seattle and Texas both make it.
Oh, man. You going to do him dirty and he even here? Ethan. I mean, you going to do Ethan like that? Man.
I mean, you even stated you're surprised they won 2 games straight against without Judge.
Yes.
And there's no guarantee Judge is coming back to play the field at all this season.
No. No. You know who honestly kind of scares me in this wild card race for the American League?
Who?
Cleveland? Texas. Because you've made no moves.
Yeah, that's why.
And you're still, like, in it. Where, hate to say it, Seattle is, if they can add them, they're trying to add them.
Yeah.
You know?
All but pitching.
Oh, okay. Going back to trades. What if Seattle tries to trade for some pitchers now? I feel like they would be a perfect candidate for Mitch Keller.
I think Seattle's so narrow-minded with their pitching right now that they think they have the best staff in the league.
Yeah, I
when they're healthy. And that's, like I said, Seattle's saying that they have the World Series winning team.
Yeah.
If they have the bats with their pitching staff being healthy.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they do now, adding Suarez back to that lineup, seeing what they'll look like tonight. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to bring up the Speedway game again, because do you see a lot of home runs being hit in that game?
Oh,
Bryce Elder's not pitching, okay, if it helps you with that decision.
Because
everyone keeps comparing it to Colorado's atmosphere. So,
I mean, really, right now, neither team can really hit the ball consistently, so I don't see too many home runs being hit. I'll say at least three will be hit, though, throughout the whole game.
Mm. Yeah, I was hoping Ronald would play, just because I feel like Ronald could get at least one. But
what? Speaking of Ronald, do you think the Braves shut him down just because they know the season's over with?
So, can I expand on that and add about three more players?
Yeah.
So, if I'm AA, I'm shutting Ronald. I'm going to tell Strider, you can pitch Saturday. And then tap him on the back and say, good game, we'll see you next year. I'm going to tell Grisel, don't even hurry with your broke ribs, you take it easy. Enjoy time with your children. We'll see you in 2026. Okay?
Okay.
Part of me wants to, like, shut two more down, but then in my brain I'm like, who are you going to replace them with? Because I was going to, like, you could tell Austin Riley, hey, go spend some time with your kid, your son, you know? But it's too soon for that. But I would shut all three of those players down for sure. Like, let Strider pitch the Speedway game, okay? Because it's his day to start. Then shut him down and let his shoulder just rest. Grisel, let him rest. Tell Ronald, hey, you did great. You came back. It's not like you're in an MVP race or anything. Rest and let's aim for 2026. Because the real question is, who's going to be our manager in 2026?
Oh, I got somebody. Chris Bowman.
Listen, I'm available. Call me. Because I've seen some reports where it's Walt Weiss or the old Marlin manager. The one that took him to the...
Shoemaker?
Yes. No. And I don't know how I feel about that.
As long as it ain't Freddy.
No. If it's Freddy Gonzalez, no. I'm going to tell you right now. Man.
I mean, he is on the coaching staff.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I think the Braves, they do need to shut those three players down, and then probably middle August start working Riley and Ozzie down and bring up some of these top prospects.
Yeah.
And see how they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the worst that the Braves are going to do is finish last in the division. And the best they're probably going to do is finish fourth. Because right now there's no catching the Marlins.
Yes and no.
Not with the way the bats are.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. 100%. I was going to say, well, we do still have six games left with them.
Yeah, so, but until people start hitting consistently for the Braves.
So, okay, to talk about the Braves a little more, then I've seen some things where people are blaming the new hitting coach. We couldn't hit last year with the old hitting coach.
It's home run or bust.
And it's this genre of... We deal with this as coaches. It's too many Eric Sim watching children out there. No offense to you, Eric Sims. Your content is great. But it's okay to bunt the ball. It's okay to just hit a single or double. Two doubles scores you a run.
I don't even blame Eric Sims.
I just blame him because that's what all the children bring up. We gotta hit dangers.
Yeah, but
hit nukes.
You also know, as a coach, how many parents have you heard arguing calls with umpires because something was called that they see done on TV?
Yes. Every game, you know.
Yeah, so I don't.
Except T-ball.
Yeah, if it's kid pitch, some parents gonna try to teach their kid how to do what's exactly on TV, not realizing how much work actually goes into getting people to the major leagues.
100% agree with that. Yeah, so I've seen some mixed reports. I mean, he led the Rangers as a hitting coach to a World Series, but they put the ball in play. Just saying. Two doubles, scores a run.
Exactly.
You know? Four singles, score a run.
Scores two runs most of the time.
Well, it depends who your lineup, okay?
And if you got Ronald on first and he hit deep enough for a single, you might get three. If he's not injured.
Yeah, yeah. And what's worse is people are saying this too. Maybe I can bounce this idea off of you. People are saying we should make Ronald the full-time DH next year. The problem is, who are you going to put in the outfield?
That's a great question.
Because you don't have anybody. No offense, Eli White. No offense, Luke Williams. Jared Kelenic. Sorry. But y'all aren't right fielders. You're left fielders. And Profar is not a right fielder. And Michael Harris is too good to move out of center field.
Well, I'd be out of what the Braves currently have. I'd be okay playing Profar in right field.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the options that they currently have.
Well, if he doesn't work out with Ringworm this offseason, we will look at that option. You know, even if we made it to the postseason, we need two outfielders.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of glad we're not making it to the postseason, because then you got to change the whole dynamic of the offense again, because Ronald's hitting fourth, Profar's hitting first, so you're going to redo the whole lineup. Yeah. So.
Also, I'm tired of seeing Braves fans go after Snickner. It's not all his fault. He's just a face.
I agree, but hold on. Hear me out, okay? We were going to end this episode, but you had to open this worms, and now you're going to have to deal with the Pandora box coming at you. I agree, he is just a face. But as a manager, don't you have say on who's coming out of the bullpen?
Yes, but you also don't fully have control of how those pitchers throw.
Agreed, but you could also pick a different name out of the hat that day. Instead of same little Timmy name, okay, not going to call him out, Bummer, but you come out, Bummer's the first guy you go to. After that, it's this guy. It's this guy. His bullpen is more consistent than your McDonald's order, dude. Okay?
That's pretty hard.
Yeah, because you don't ever change.
Exactly.
Yes.
But here's the thing, though. And I don't know why you're fully saying something about it, because who's the biggest critic on the Braves bullpen? It doesn't matter who's coming out of it.
Me, I will tell you, but I'm tired of seeing the same people switch it up.
And even if he switches it up,
they still getting bad.
Exactly. So, I mean, hell, it don't matter who's coming out of the bullpen at this point.
Honestly, it's not even the bullpen. You get that with Elder. I haven't really said about the new guy yet, because I wanted to give him a day, but he sucks. The dude we got from the Cardinals, he ancient. Freddy or Frederick, whatever, he's trash, okay? I'm not just saying this as a fan. I don't like losing.
Wasn't he teammates with Freed in high school?
Sure, where's Freed at? Not with us.
And okay. In Stripes.
Yeah, just saying.
About to start doing Freed things.
Oh, man. Freed really hasn't freed it up this season. It's really shocking.
Not yet. That's why I'm saying he's about to.
Yeah, yeah. I will say, we're going to wrap up this episode, but our next episode, I'm going to tell you, we've had some really interesting comments out there. People have asked me to do us to do an episode, and I'm going to tell Rupert this, why we're closing this one out. But people have asked us what we thought of Manfred and the cheap owners, and Manfred and Harper getting into it. I was going to save that. I'm saving this episode for when Ethan comes back. Because someone asked me if that was any other league, Harper gets suspended. If he gets in a cussing and face-to-face, basically pushing match in a clubhouse. I said, Roger Goodell, you're suspended. You're going to be suspended by the time he hits the hallway. But the cheap owners, there's so many things I could say. The Braves are one. So, I have to leave it at that because I want to do an episode about owners and why our commissioner is so bad for baseball. Okay. You were around for the good old days, Bud Selig.
Steroids.
Within doubt, hit nukes.
Steroids.
Within doubt, hit nukes. But he was okay with it, kind of.
Well, we'll cover all that next week.
All right, guys. We will see you back with episode 26.